Nolte, media actively cover up Obama lawyer's chummy ties to Epstein. By John Nolte on February 13, 2026. In today's episode of Democrats Sure Got It Good, meet Catherine Ruemmler, whose looming and seedy presence in the Epstein files might help explain why the Biden administration refused to release them. Ruemmler joined the Obama White House right from the start. In January of 2009, as the Justice Department's Associate Deputy Attorney General, Ruemmler was promoted to Principal Deputy White House Counsel in January 2010. In June of 2011, she replaced Bob Bauer as counsel to the president, a position she remained at until 2014. Ruemmler also had a post-White House friendship with Jeffrey Epstein that was so chummy that she was just forced to resign as a top lawyer for Goldman Sachs. But if you're dumb enough to read only the corporate media's headlines, you would have no idea that Ruemmler was a chief aide in the Obama administration for 6 years. More than a chief aide, she was basically Barry Obama's lawyer for 3 years. Here's a photo of Obama and Ruemmler embracing. Nevertheless, here are the headlines, all of which refuse to use the word Obama. The AP, Goldman Sachs top lawyer Kathy Ruemmler to resign after emails show close ties to Jeffrey Epstein. The unreformed CBS News, Catherine Ruemmler resigning as Goldman Sachs general counsel after her appearances in the Epstein files. Politico, top Goldman Sachs lawyer resigns over ties to Epstein. Reuters, top Goldman Sachs lawyer Ruemmler resigns after Epstein disclosures. Axios, top Goldman Sachs lawyer resigns after Epstein files release. New York Times, Goldman's top lawyer departs amid revelations about her ties to Epstein. Bloomberg, Goldman Sachs lawyer Ruemmler to leave over Jeffrey Epstein ties. Knlaw, Epstein emails show close relationship with top Goldman Sachs lawyer. Need I even point out what these headlines would look like if Epstein's gal pal spent 5 years in Donald Trump's White House? Or if she had been Trump's legal counsel, or even if her association with Trump were something as fleeting as she was once his Uber driver? And then we move on to the political scandal. Former counsel to President Barry, top lawyer at a top financial firm. Why, a reporter worth anything more than a bucket of jackal urine would now begin to ask questions in the vein of, other than the fact that the Epstein files exonerate Donald Trump, did the Biden administration refuse to release the Epstein files in order to hide this relationship between a top Obama White House aide and Jeffrey? But, as you can plainly see from those headlines, the corporate media are still actively participating in covering up this relationship. Why? Because Democrats got it good. As far as me personally, I find this entire brouhaha absurd. Ruemmler did nothing that warrants her losing her job or having her reputation dragged through the mud. Some people just don't want to accept that Jeffrey Epstein served his time, paid his debt to society, and that therefore there was nothing wrong with befriending him afterward. Unless Ruemmler was aware of his post-prison predations. And there is no evidence of that, I find this entire scandal to be nothing more than modern-day McCarthyism. Guilt by association is toxic and un-American. New disclosures can change my mind, but as of now all I see in the Epstein files are elites, mostly leftists, sucking up to a guy for status and power. There is no evidence these people knew of or participated in any criminal behavior other than his 2008 conviction, which, as I said, he did the time, and that should be the end of it. But I don't make the rules, and those in the media who do, who were certain the Epstein files would finally close the walls in on Trump, are now violating their own rules covering up for Obama. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.